Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report on the third hour on Tuesdays. We usually have John W. Spring. And John, I listened to, with great concern, to the latest comments by President Trump that the one last holdout against the Syrian regime called Idlib, that he threatened Syria that if they use, quote, chemical weapons, he's going to come in with the hammer of America. Now, America is the most powerful nation in human history. But Trump needs to get a reality check here. Bashar al-Assad did not recently have a brain injury. He is an eye doctor with a British wife. Why would they, in when they're winning, decide to incur the wrath of America and send a barrage of Tomahawk missiles and send in maybe a quarter million troops with advanced drone and other technologies that can wipe the hell out of anybody, including Russia or anybody else? Trump stopped grandstanding, okay? The fact is that they didn't in the past, and this is with international studies, and at the same time, he's ignoring things like KEL flight, the information, because they have oil interests in the area. For example, Murdoch, who actually owns Fox News, is actually one of the investors in Syria, in a territory that's still Syrian territory up in the Golan Heights that they're doing oil exploration on. So Trump don't act as a proxy for the New World Order on the right side or the Republican side, because there's a lot of bad guys, some of them just recently passed on of glioblastoma, Mr. McCain, and lots of other guys. But your advisors around there are all contributing to what's called Trump abuse syndrome. And I'm waiting to do an update on the KEL flight, because this is an example that Mr. Begin, who you mentioned before, is actually a person we talked about in the video last week. He's an advisor Trump recently announced. But the people around Trump aren't necessarily either good guys or straight up. Even if they're straight up in some issues, and others they aren't. Even Kavanaugh, who I think is a pretty good nominee for Supreme Court, he believes that group metadata doesn't interfere with your Fourth Amendment rights. And you have to understand, Kavanaugh is going to probably stand up right and everything, but these idiots, both primarily Democrats, want to kind of skewer him, saying that he wanted to know what his previous, what his prior to actually Supreme Court review judgment of things like gun rights, or even the Roe versus Wade abortion right, as she called it, the abortion wrong, rather than the abortion right. But what's going on with Trump? I mean, is he losing his perspective, or is he just so surrounded by idiots, morons, and globalists that he can't get it straight?
Well, Dr. Deagle, I think the latter. Unfortunately, I
think so too. I think Trump is surrounded by morons. And he's actually succumbing to the moron philosophy around him of all these idiots. And Trump is not being Trump anymore. He's actually being a Trump-like mirage of what Trump used to be. Because threatening the Syrians in advance of even a Tomahawk missile attack to grandstand is an idiotic move, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you've got to understand who some of his idiotic advisors are. You have John Lightning Bolt... Bolton.
Well, why do you think, as North Korea screws up because they're being pushed by China, Lightning Bolt is going to push for a preemptive strike against North Korea besides the economic problems and a starving population with parasites a foot or more long in their guts. We should have been sending food over. We should also have been putting the vice grips on the PLA and the communists in Russia, the oligarchs, including Putin himself, who sent these Rosatom rockets, these solid fuel rocket engines, and targeting technology to the North Koreans. They didn't invent this. They're just a proxy for Russia and China. And the fact is that because Kim wants to, I mean, you can tell he had a personal relationship with Trump. Trump's dropping the ball on this, isn't he? And he leaves it up to his advisors. Sometime later this year, early 2019, Mr. Lightning Bolt will push the button, and they're going to start a preemptive strike in North Korea that'll really get things rocking. It'll really be unbelievable what'll happen. Because most people don't realize the North Koreans have the fourth largest army on Earth, haven't they?
Yes. And we also need to understand something about another in the same category, Stephen Biegun, B-I-E-G-U-N. When Biegun begins to deal with North Korea, I don't think it's going to be done from a very good perspective. You have to go back a few decades to understand that during the second Bush administration, he was one of the staffers on the National Security Council, and he reported directly to Dr. Condoleezza Rice. And what most people might be concerned about or unaware of is a better word, is that he and Dr. Condoleezza Rice both speak Russian fluently. So who was involved with transactions during that period of time when they were preparing to launch an invasion against Afghanistan? You can bet your bottom dollar that Dr. Condoleezza Rice was using as her errand boy Stephen Biegun to do a lot of the transactions with the Russian officials at that time. And that's why U.S. troops were deployed to several nations in Central Asia, which bordered along the northern Afghan border. And this is all before 9/11, folks. This isn't something that happened after the Twin Towers were destroyed. This happened months in advance, that deployment. But you have to really go through the records to find out that I'm telling you the truth. He's the same fellow, basically, that was involved in the initial work related to the Afghan war, which is now our longest war.
And our most profitable war, because the illegal drugs coming out of the Afghan poppy seed crop are enriching the deep state to do all kinds of very bad projects, including artificial intelligence, robotic drones, another weird underground city project with Bechtel Corporation. The primary funder is the territory of Afghan and the poppy seeds that are poisoning and killing 70,000 Americans every year. People don't get this, and President Trump doesn't get it when he's putting $6 billion forth to fight the opium wars, when really the opium war is enriching the deep state, isn't it?
Yes. But you have to also understand, Dr. Deagle, that during that time period, after the oil leases and gas leases were made with Kazakhstan and other Central Asian nations through the auspices of Moscow officials in
right.
Russia, that when that was going on, that was leading up to a corporate interest. You see, that area is landlocked of Central Asia.
Right.
And unless you are able to transport your product out of that area, it's of relatively little value. So they needed the pipeline, which is the cheapest and most effective way to transport petroleum or natural gas.
Right.
And they were looking to have a pipeline going through Kazakhstan into Turkmenistan, into western Afghanistan, and then into Pakistan, and then into a port at the Indian Ocean, actually the Arabian Sea, and then the Indian Ocean,
right?
So that they could reach markets all over the world.
Right, and in fact, the largest oil fields in the world outside the Middle East are in Kazakhstan, except for the Anwar area of Alaska. And people don't know this, do they? In fact, also the largest fields for uranium outside the areas where it's very the highest amount of uranium in the world, believe it or not, is in Saskatchewan, Canada, and the next largest area is in Australia. But then, of course, the third area is, again, Kazakhstan and Afghanistan. There's a ton of uranium there, isn't there?
Yes, and a lot of other precious ores.
Minerals. In fact, if you want to call it the special silicon type batteries that they have, and nickel batteries. The largest amount of what we call strategic minerals in the world is in North Korea and Afghanistan. So it's not surprising they wanted to build this pipeline, and they don't want to cross the people that are going to interfere with their pipeline plans, don't they?
No.
It's all really bad stuff. You don't read behind the scene here, you don't understand what's going on, right? Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Welcome back, and so you're boggled by the fact that the Trump administration on the anniversary of the KEL flight didn't put out a public statement. What was their statement? What did they actually say that disturbed you most?
Well, this would have been the 35th anniversary on September 1st, 2018.
Right.
Of Korean Air Devil Flight 007, which was damaged on September 1st, 1983, over international waters, but it was able to make an emergency ditching at sea near Monaran Island, west of Sakhalin, and everyone aboard that flight survived, but they were all captured right away by the Russian KGB, or the Soviet KGB of that time. And placed in the gulags. The children separated from their parents permanently.
But they're not just in prison, they're mind controlled, which is why you don't see these things leaking out either afterwards. Now, why doesn't America protect these Americans that were damaged and destroyed by this event? And remember, there's cover-ups of cover-ups. Even people like Kavanaugh, they're hiding 100,000 pages of documents because Kavanaugh himself, although he's a good guy in many ways, he's part of the cover-up of lots of things, including the Vince Foster issue. Remember that?
Yes. Yes, I...
And people don't know these things. And they say, oh, Kavanaugh's great. He said, look, to be honest with you, everybody's got what's called dark skeletons in their closet.
Yes.
And by the way, that includes Trump. And right now, for example, the main thing in the closet of Trump is basically he's, you know, a womanizer. But the fact is, that shouldn't interfere with his presidency. To me, he needs to shut down Mueller, and the way he does it is he gets Rosenstein to recuse himself. He shuts down and narrows the scope because it's an illegitimate appointment of Mueller, which is not through the proper, consensus of Congress and the appointment process that actually appointed Mueller. And he needs to start sanctioning the media, but he also needs to stop making stupid statements. Don't threaten Bashar al-Assad before he even does something stupid, unless you're planning on a missile attack to grandstand and show how tough you are. I mean, it's easy to go and it's like me as a, if I was a great big like biker and I was a, kind of like the bully. I wouldn't bully a guy that's the same size as me, say, you know, that had big muscles and was a real fighter. You know, I would bully someone half my size, like Syria, which can't fight back. Or they think they can't. What people don't understand is Syria actually has restraint because all the advanced bioweapons that went from the Soviet Union went to Iran and Syria. If Syria decided to be really nasty, they'd have terrorists come to America and spread bioweapons that could kill hundreds of millions of Americans without firing one missile. It would be a spray can coming out of the side of a bus or a subway, and millions of us would die. So if you think Syria is crazy, you're wrong. The real big bully here is America, and we need to smarten up and stop bullying people, because part of the problem we have is when we go into a country and kill lots of people, like in Iraq, no wonder they hate us, because we kill a lot of innocents as well, or create situations where, say, the Christians get destroyed, or even Muslims. Some of them don't like us, but they like us a lot less when we kill all our relatives, don't they?
Yeah. By the way, Iraq was capable of doing the same thing, biological warfare. That was one of our greatest concerns at the time when Bush Jr. decided to invade Iraq.
Well, you know, I like to use the joke that Saddam Hussein is getting a hot rock massage with probably some plastic surgery in a hotel or a complex in Indonesia. It's very unlikely, because remember, Saddam Hussein was actually recruited by George Bush Sr. personally on the streets with a bath party of in Iraq. People don't know this, that George Bush Sr. actually recruited Saddam to be the leader under the American aegis of the New World Order, which the New World Order, by the way, is not Russian or Chinese, it's American. Yeah. America is Babylon, and we have to start getting the fact that some of the actions that Trump is doing are putting forward Babylon, not making it less dangerous to the world. Yes, on one hand is Pax Americana. On the other hand, don't threaten people in advance of something, so you want to do a missile strike, Trump. Don't become non-Trump-like or start becoming a bully, because that's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Don't do it. It's also, he should have provided food to the North Koreans, so the biggest thing that's going to get the North Korean people to be on side is to fill their bellies so they don't have parasites in them, and then to squeeze the hell out of the oligarchs in Russia and the PLA communists in the banks, because China right now knows that if we put the squeeze on them, eventually, if we raise tariffs higher and higher, or eventually ban all Chinese goods, the Chinese economy is going to collapse. And to be honest with you, Trump is probably going to succeed at doing it in the next year. If the Chinese don't play fair ball in terms of North Korea, because really, North Korea is just a proxy. I mean, they're like the little brother has to go along with big brother Russia and China. And it's not Kim's choice to decide whether he's going to denuke or demissile. It's North Korea, it's China's and Russia's, period.
Absolutely.
So when I hear Trump kind of trying to squeeze Kim, I was thinking, sanctions against Kim won't work at all unless you put sanctions on Russia and China. And those sanctions have to bite. I mean, when we negotiate with China, China's doing nothing. They're not reducing their theft of intellectual property, including their institutes right across universities in America. Hundreds of thousands of students are walking away with technology, going back to China and stealing it. Or even demanding that when we move companies to China, like our wind vane company we had on a few years ago on the program, they steal the technology, and then they act arrogant about the fact that they can kind of do a minor tweak to the technology and try to repatent it. They're a bunch of criminals. Let's call it what it is, okay? And we could squeeze them so hard, they'd be squeaking in Cantonese and Manchurian Chinese and realizing we have both the left and the right testicle in a vice grip. And the fact is, we're not doing that, and that's why we're not going to get peace with North Korea. We're not going to stop the spread of nuclear materials to Venezuela or Brazil or anybody else who doesn't like us. And we're also not building a missile defense and a warning system even from the south. So Trump is dropping the ball in terms, as I'm concerned, in almost every area. And, of course, the Democrats would be even worse. All they want to do is open up our borders, give everybody free broken health care so we bankrupt the nation, and get rid of ICE. You don't get rid of ICE. You revise ICE so it doesn't act in ways that you don't agree with.
Yes.
If ICE is not doing things, you don't get rid of ICE. It's like, are you kidding me? No, ICE arose because of 9/11. You know that, right? ICE didn't exist before then. Most of the duties were actually part of the border control, so they split off those duties. But if things that they're doing are wrong, and I know there are some things they do wrong, because you got human beings and people that act like bullies and within ICE. On the other hand, you can't have, under Barack Obama, he had ICE. He had 83,000 people that were convicted felons, including rapists, murderers, and people who are wife beaters, and drug addicts and criminals that have actually, you know, robbed homes and so on, he released back on the streets because he didn't deport them to their home country. I mean, look at Barack Obama, what a moron he was, but Trump is not doing much better, to be honest with you. As far as I'm concerned, you need to revise ICE when they screw up so you don't have idiots in the Democratic Party pointing out what they do wrong, and then saying they want to get rid of ICE, because you get rid of ICE, you have basically cowardice in the face of of violence in your streets, and eventually, if you dare to try to remove the guns, you'll end up with state secession from the United States Union. People say, oh, you can't stop them. I said, try to stop Texans from leaving. See how long that'll last, right? Right. I mean, so Trump, you better get a kind of a perspective here, buddy, because you're not getting it. And I mean, you're doing better than the Dems, but man, not a hell of a lot better. And when he starts threatening Syria, and he doesn't deal with the KEL flight, and he doesn't squeeze the hell out of Putin, he keeps on saying nice things about Xi, how he's got a great relationship. Stop it. You don't have a great relationship. He's a lying piece of Chinese imperial garbage. And he's trying to put the screws to you, and you're letting him do it by saying nice things. Stop. Stop saying nice things and squeeze left and right testicles of all these PLA members, including Mr. Xi. That'll put a stop to his theft, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Listen up, Mr. Trump.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let's continue. You talk about you had some further notices about Kavanaugh. So I think Kavanaugh, just like everybody, nobody's perfect.
No,
I think that in balance with the other chief justices, the Democrats want more documents. There's been more documents given with Kavanaugh because he's been in the court so long since the Bush administration than five times the total count of all the previous nominees for the Supreme Court. And in fact, the same answer he can give as Justice. The senior female justice of the court right now.
I know Ruth.
Ruth Bader. I call her Gator Ginsburg rather than Bader. I call her Gator. G-A-T-O-R. Ruth Gator Ginsburg. And the fact is, you can't ask somebody to tell you prejudge a future court, possible court challenge regarding Second Amendment rights or Roe versus Wade. You have to wait to see the actual, how it plays out in the court and the balance between different papers that the various court people are going to present. But I can tell you one thing, if Kavanaugh gets in there, it's the end of Roe versus Wade. It'll go back to the states. It'll eventually hopefully be limited to 20 weeks at some places. Eventually they're going to realize that if they continue doing abortion, eventually with the changes in our culture, the biological necessity of having females will cease to exist in 40 years. He goes, oh, no, doctor, that won't happen. I said, you don't worry about women's rights. There won't be women. They won't need women. They'll just have biological reproductive factories where Planned Parenthood will do more of births than abortions. People say, oh, no, they won't. I said, are you kidding me? It's an industry. They're going to make more babies in 40 years than they actually kill in the womb. People say, oh, no, they won't do that. I said, of course they will. If the Democrats take over, women will be unnecessary biologically, right? They don't see the end from the beginning. 2050 from now, 37 years from now, guess what? The culture will be so twisted and weird you won't recognize it.
Because of biotechnology.
Biotechnology and lack of backbone to deal with cultural and moral questions, which the Bible gives a clear standard on. And the fact is that Trump is being wishy-washy about things like military. Military exploits are one thing, but you don't go pre-threatening a nation before it even does something, say, if you do X, Y, Z, we're going to hit you. It's like, excuse me, don't do that, Trump. That's what a bully does.
Yeah.
Okay? And by the way, you don't get not only international friends, and actually when you look at the number of Democrats, I agree that Trump should be a bully, but he has to be bully the right people, like Russia and China. Mr. Putin's not our friend. This maniac wants to hit us with hypersonic cruise missiles of Mach 10 coming below radar from the southern hemisphere. He's already said it in air. You can actually get video clips. And then we look at Xi, this guy, he's kind of squeezed because he realizes there's experts, like I've seen on Fox News, talking about the collapse of China. China's not going to be in control in a few years' time. The largest industrial single nation outside America will be India. India's advancing really fast. And in 5 years, they'll have a much bigger population. They speak English, and they don't have a predatory behavior toward America while stealing our patents.
Yes.
It's a completely different country. India will take over. China's going to collapse. People say, oh, no, that won't happen. I said, well, they can be as militaristic as they want in the South China Sea and building all these islands. And they can try to steal patents. Eventually, it'll either be Trump or, you know, Trump number two when he comes back his second term. But I guarantee you that if we decide to put major tariffs or completely ban Chinese goods, their economy will collapse.
Yes. People don't understand, unless they've traveled to the West Pacific, that India's sphere of influence extends far further east than most people realize.
Well, India's making deals, too. India's making deals with all these other Asian countries. And they actually don't have a predatory attitude like China. They want to make deals because they've lived in this area for tens of thousands of years, and they know how to make deals with other adjacent nations. Have you ever seen the Indians decide to take over all the adjacent countries? No. There's not once in the last 10,000 years you've seen India try to be a predatory nation taking over. Now, if you want to look at the chief predator, that's America. We're Babylon right now, and it's scary. And to be honest with you, there's a day of recompense for acting the way we are. You know, there's one thing to be strong, but use your strength in a rational way. Supply food to North Korea, squeeze these generals, force an economic system that has a Bretton Woods-style fixed exchange so other countries can have their economy rise, and get rid of nuclear proliferation, making sure that there absolutely is no proxy nations like Iran and North Korea. Iran is asking for it. I mean, we actually put in the Ayatollah Khomeini there to put these mullahs in power, and then we can pull them too, but we're not. And this is going to be the trigger for World War III. I think the biggest trigger is not North Korea. I think it's Iran and Israel. And Israel is just itching to drop a bomb in the Bashar reactor, aren't they?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and if they do that, the radiation cloud, and I belong to the Society of Physicians and Nuclear Physicists for 30-some years, if they do that, the radiation cloud will circle the planet. It'll be a hell of a lot worse than Fukushima Daiichi. If you blow the hell out of that nuclear reactor, it's going to be unbelievable, and the effects will be immediate.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands dying per week. Radiation circling the northern hemisphere, our food and everything completely poisoned with radiation.
Yeah. I personally thought the Israelis had more gray matter than apparently their geopolitical analysts.
Let me explain. Israel, the actual government, like even Netanyahu isn't in control. The people in control of Israel is a special operation division that used to be called a division of the CIA. They're the 17th agency that's running everything, including the Mossad and the criminal organization Israel. The Israeli government doesn't have control. It's the SOD, the Special Operations Division. They're the ones running it. They're the ones running ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're the ones running dropping satellite phones and weapon systems and everything, including Stinger missiles and everything else, to our so-called terrorists. In fact, Mr. John McCain, I call him John McInsane, rest his soul in heaven or hell, wherever he is, did selfies with ISIS about 2009. I've seen the pictures of him making smiley faces in a town near Amman, Jordan, training these maniacs with help of the CIA Special Operations Division and the Israeli Mossad. And the Mossad was directly collaborated, just like the Mossad was collaborating with their nuclear division to blow up the World Trade Center towers. It wasn't our CIA regular, it was the SOD combined with the Israeli Mossad nuclear division to blow up the towers. On contract. They told them what to do, and boy, let me tell you, when we tell the Israelis what to do through the SOD, they do it. People don't know this, do they? And they also, by the way, same as the proxy nation, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is another front for the SOD, and it's tied directly to our dollar. That's why we have an oil dollar. It's all a game, isn't it?
Yes.
People, they don't get it. Oh, well, you're going to get it if you listen to me, and I'm pretty angry about this, as you can tell. And I'm angry also with Trump, because he's not contacted you or me. He's got bad advice. He's making hollow threats are not going to either get North Korea on side or stop nuclear proliferation. I guarantee the rate he's going, you're going to have those materials are going to ship right out of North Korea, and they're going to go to Venezuela. That's the next hot spot. Venezuela. And Maduro, being a maniac now, they got inflation at, what, 1,000,000% per year now? You could have more bolivars per pound than you could buy toilet paper. I tell people, well, you might use the bolivars to wipe your butt, but you're going to get a rash.
Yeah. Now, one thing that people need to realize about KAL5007, this occurred at the time when the Soviet Union, back in 1983, was preparing to, again, destroy the United States with another missile crisis. But this
is not the one, isn't that the missile crisis that was in Nicaragua?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And
by the way, that oil field, that actual field, which is the longest runway in the Western Hemisphere outside of the United States, is in places like Halifax, Nova Scotia, because they have a long runway there for our military aircraft landing at the Halifax Airport. I was the airport doctor, by the way, for years ago. Halifax, Nova Scotia, were long military flights. Most people realize that flight was specifically to bring in heavy lift Russian, what they call the Numantov or whatever, their super flight heavy lift aircraft to fly in with missiles and submarines and everything. They could even put subs inside their aircraft. They're so damn big.
Yeah.
And
this was their giant air transport.
What do they call that one? I'm trying to remember the Russian name for it. It's the
Anatov.
Anatov, yeah. The Anatov's even bigger than our Hercules C-130s. And I was actually the airport, the actual aviation examiner in Aurora, Colorado for a major U.S. air flight cruise for the Hercules. So I know everything. Dr. Deagle doesn't know the second hand. I had classified clearance. I know it firsthand, buddies. So you're not going to just have a broadcast. You have a whistleblower telling you, listen up, things are screwed up and they're not getting unscrewed up, are they?
No, unfortunately.
No, they're not. They're not. 2 years in, things are getting worse. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Welcome back, and so I'd like you to expand on this, and you know, I want to put some more simulcast videos over and then drop them in on real Donald Trump, because real Donald Trump may kind of get a message that if he continues to screw up, not only is he going to lose the, possibly if not the 2018, the 2020 elections, but also the number of lawsuits they have planned against the Trump family is mind-boggling. These crazy Democrats and Rhino Republicans are out to lunch. And people don't understand, in other nations, including Americans and people in every other country are terrified of America, and it's justified, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But because we're the bully, we don't kind of think, well, why are they terrified of us? Think of us as a 70-foot giant behemoth with nanotech body armor on, and they're all 7 feet tall. We can just raise a foot. Russia, China, bye. See ya. I mean, for example, if Trump decides to ban Chinese goods coming into America, how long do you think their economy is going to last? 2 weeks? 4 weeks? And by the way, they have a larger debt than us. And you think that, believe it or not, more than half their corporations, their internal loans are over 20%. China will disappear in a vapor cloud. And the Chinese want to act like they're some kind of like superpower. No, they're not. They're stealing all the technology which they have invented, We have an innovation economy in America, invented the 21st century. Nobody else did. We have 90% of the world's patents on virtually everything. And that's what doesn't even include the non-patented, classified stuff that we built all over the place with trillions of dollars of extra money we've created because we have this super economy. 90% of the currency on the planet is in dollars, U.S. dollars, not Canadian dollars, not European currency, euros. It's in dollars. And if you don't think America is this 70-foot behemoth that other people and other nations shouldn't be afraid of, you wonder why they're terrified when we actually say stuff. And well, they also wonder why we don't take action when we let, for example, North Korea, we'll just say, hey, you don't have to supply us proof that you removed your missile silos. Why is Trump saying how much he loves Xi and how they have a great relationship? I don't understand it. It's like, I don't want to hear this. This is made for TV movies. This is, you know, stop kissing Xi's left and right cheeks. Decide to actually do something that means something so that Russia and China stop threatening us. And by the way, stop threatening other nations. Don't threaten Mr. Syria, Mr. Bashar al-Assad, because believe me, if Syria wants to get nasty, they can kill a hell of a lot of us, and it won't be with missiles. It'll be with a spray bottle of bioweapons.
Exactly. Just like they
now,
have done during...
Let's put it this way. I trained under a bioweaponeer, Dr. Robert Brown. And in 1971, 2 years before I was working with him, the virus called the T-virus got out of containment. And it was in a research facility near Rutgers campus in New Jersey. And the T-virus was a very recombinant virus with a paralyzing viral core and a special viral capsid. And 1 kilogram sprayed at 40,000 feet over the Boston to Washington corridor, and this is his words, would have killed virtually everybody and they would die of suffocation. It would actually paralyze the respiratory drive muscles and they'd suffocate to death.
Just like Curare, basically.
Yeah, it's like Curare, only it does it genetically. The virus replicates and it curarizes. So all your respiratory drive muscles, all your skeletal muscles, completely paralyzed. Now, this is minor compared to all the advanced weapons that they came out of Bioprepret. I have enough skill sets that if I decide to become completely evil and went from Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle, I myself in my garage can make weapons under $1,000 that could kill much of America. So if you don't think these people in Syria and Iran with the Bioprepret weapons, if they go completely crazy because we decide to destroy their cities, won't kill us, you're nuts. Because they will. They'll come here, and they'll do it real sneaky-like, and they'll kill most of us. Okay? It's in the Bible. People don't get this, do they? So Trump, stop threatening if you're not going to follow through with kidding the people that want to proliferate nuclear weapons. If you want to make America safe from bioweapons, put in scalar technology that I can tell you how to do to actually pick up the scalar frequencies in the quantum universe of a bioweapon coming in through a port of entry. We don't have that. In fact, even PCR won't pick it up quick enough. If you stop people in the airport a half an hour to do a PCR test, which you could do, but I know ways that are even more advanced than that. Okay? So you have to understand here, Trump, you're screwing up. Now, a lot of people say, well, as you're heading to the 2018 election, the Dems would be even worse. The Dems would be 1,000 times worse. We won't have Armageddon delayed to the late 2029 or something. It'll happen immediately. If Nancy Pelosi became the Speaker of the House and they started prosecuting Trump and all his family and so on, the destruction of this nation would be so vile, and America's violent behavior to the whole world would be so crazy, you can't imagine what would happen. We would go right to Armageddon, like, bam, right away, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
And what I'm hoping is Trump is going to start listening. He's not listening. He's listening to dumb butt advisors. I'm not going to use the term ASS. But he really is. He's listening to dumb butt advisors that are putting him in a position that is going to curry either crazy fear or inappropriate actions on the part of our potential enemies that's going to put us all in grave danger. Because we don't have missile defense right now. We don't have scalar defense even against people hacking into our power grid or our air traffic controllers. You're flying somewhere. Wouldn't it be a bad thing if you're in midair and all of a sudden the Russians decide to shut down air traffic controllers right across America? You can't land. You run out of fuel, what do? You ditch? Where are you going to ditch? Right?
Wherever you can.
Yeah. Have you ever flown? Do you understand? I flew with my uncles years ago. I understand about aircraft. I was a civil aviation examiner for decades. I'm going to tell you, I know some smart knucklehead in a bedroom in Bulgaria can hack into our power grid, and the Russians are the most advanced hackers on the planet. The next are the Chinese and then the Iranians. These guys are not stupid, man. If you assume they're stupid, you're stupid. How's that? They have 250,000 just in Tianjin, China alone, called the Chinese Cybernetic Blue Army. Did you know that? In Tianjin, just in one city, 250,000 hackers.
Yes.
You're aware of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You wonder, well, how does Deagle know all this stuff? I am a whirling dervish of truth, and you're going to hit it one way or the other. And I'm going to tell you, Mr. Trump, you're not listening. You're not. And all your advisors around you need to fire their butts or either tell them to shut up and get another alternate opinion so then you can make a proper decision because you're not making a decision based on facts. You can do a lot of stuff to shut these guys down. The media, CNN and MSNBC, shouldn't be doing any more soft coup. They should lose their license to broadcast. People like Jeff Bezos and Amazon, you need to start talking seriously about deconstructing his giant empire and shutting down the Washington Post. Who the hell is Bezos and these tech industries making deals with China to shut down 1.3 billion people, but they won't make a deal with the Pentagon to protect their cyber grid? Did you know that? You're aware of Google won't do that? They won't make a freaking deal to protect their cyber grid from attack from foreign nations, but they'll tyrannize the people of China, our relatives, our friends, our brothers and sisters of another mother in China, because it fits their economic policies. That's sickening, isn't it?
Yes.
And Trump needs to get real that we have sisters and brothers from another mother. We need to protect in other countries, not just here in America. So you want an American first policy? First is okay, but they also count, don't they? North Korean women and men and little babies starving to death, they count.
Yeah, but from someone's standpoint, that does not fit their economic policy.
Of course it doesn't. They're devils. They're devils, and that includes this maniac John Lightning Bolt. If they could, they'll start a preemptive attack or let the Israelis, you know what? The Israelis couldn't do it with their older tanker bombers, and that idiot Obama even gave the tanker bombers to Israel so they can actually refuel their jets that have to fly 1,500 miles to drop the bombs in Tehran and the Bashar reactor in western Iran. But with older tanker bombers refueling their jets, they can never make it back home. Did you know that?
That's about right.
Yeah, with older tanker bombers. So we give them, and here's Barack Obama trying to say he's such a nice guy. He's an idiot, too. We have, Tweedledee and Tweedledum in the government, as far as I'm concerned. We had Tweedledee with Obama, and now we got Tweedledee, now we got Tweedledum. It's like, Trump, get an IQ, man. Get some facts. Don't threaten Syria. You want to stop North Korea, stop China and Russia. And they're scared out of their skin about us, by the way. That's why they're building more advanced weapons. They figure the only way to stay alive is actually to threaten the hell out of us and scare our population and our politicians, that we won't dare do anything to attack them.
And they're doing a pretty good job of that, indirectly.
They're doing it indirectly, but the fact is we have enough crazies, they don't care. They don't care if 200 million Americans die in a thermonuclear war, because they're going to be underground at the chocolate factory, Willy Wonka. They'll be eating caviar and watching movies and playing billiards underground while we're dying of thermonuclear war and bioweapons and plagues. And eating each other.
Yeah.
That's the facts. People say, oh no, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I said, I wish I was. My days, weeks, months, and years on this planet are numbered. And believe me, before I leave this mortal coil like Robbie Burns, I shall tell you the truth, even if it makes you squirm, get nauseated, and vomit. You need to know the truth, and so does Mr. Trump, because as I said before, he's either going to listen now or at the judgment seat. But God's going to take his finger and say, get over here, Deagle. Did you tell this on your show to Trump and he didn't listen? And John W. Spring and others he brought on? Guess what? He isn't listening.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.